Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Nun Zayin. We are in the middle of Sif Ches. We are on page 58. We're up to the Ramah on the top line. The Ramah says, V'hatmona sha'usim b'medinos elu, the hatmona that we do in our medinos, shematminim b'tanur v'tochin piatanur b'tit, that we insulate in the oven, and then we smear the mouth of the oven shut with tit. Shari l'kulyama, that kind of atmana is mutter according to everyone. Ukemoshen isbar le'el simen reishin and dalet v'yisbar le'kamon sof simen reishin and test, like we saw earlier, and we will see later as well. Then the Ramah switches gears and says, "U'mitzvah lahatman l'Shabbos kedei sheyochal chamin b'Shabbos." There is a mitzvah to insulate for Shabbos in order that you should eat hot food on Shabbos. Kizeu mikavod va'oneg Shabbos. That's considered kavod and oneg Shabbos. V'chom mi she'eno mamin medivrei hachachamim va'oser achilas chamin b'Shabbos. Anyone who doesn't believe in the words of Chazal and they aser eating hot food on Shabbos, chayshinon shema apikorasu. We have to be concerned that maybe that person is an apikoras. So explains the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Memvav. V'tochen piatanur betit. Again, the Ramah said the hatmana that we do in our medinos, that we put the food in the oven and then we seal the mouth of the oven with the tit, that's mutter according to everyone. Says the Mishnah Berurah, hinei le'inyan hatmana ein tzarich klal tiach betit gam laharama. In terms of the halachos of hatmana, we don't need that it is smeared with tit to seal the oven, even according to the Ramah. Elo deba lomar, what the Ramah is coming to tell us is, the betiach shari b'chol inyan, that once the oven is sealed shut, it's mutter in all cases. Afilu eino sein ba chaticha chaya shel basar, even if you don't place inside the dish a raw piece of meat before Shabbos. V'gam hi adayim betchilas bishul, and even if it's in the beginning of the bishul, so you're facing a possible problem of shehiya by leaving the food in the oven. The below tiach haya osir bazel aniach hakadeir betanur she'enu goruth kotum mishum chashash chitui, in which case, if you don't seal the oven shut, it will be also to leave the kadeir there before Shabbos. If it's not goruth kotum, because it's a chashash that you might come to stoke the coals. Ubitiach shari, and the Ramah's coming to tell us, but if the oven is sealed shut, even though normally shehiyah would be usher in this case, since it's really usher, because shema yechata b'gecholim, over here if it's sealed shut, so that's a reminder that you shouldn't go ahead and do the chitui. V'day you should know the mavur le'el that it was explained earlier, t'davka b'bosar k'shu chai ein bo chashash chitui. Davka when it comes to meat that is raw, that's when we avoid the problem of chitui. Like we said already, da yidei chitui lo yizbashel shehei roi le'echol otzarech alayla, because through stoking the coals, it's not going to help to get the raw meat cooked for the night suda. And by the time the day suda comes, even without stoking it, it will get ready. And therefore, a person is not going to come to stoke the coals. That's all by regular raw meat. About pashtida. But when it comes to pashtida, which we discussed, is the dough on top, dough on the bottom, and some meat in the middle. Omine kitnios, omine botzek, memarin lizbashel, or if it's different types of legumes, or types of dough that cook faster, the afkishenosnan samuch lachashecha kishen chayin, even if you place it on the stove or the oven right before Shabbos when they are raw, still yesh bo chashash chitui mishachashecha. We still have a concern that you might stoke the coals when Shabbos starts. Kedei lamaher bishulam lutzarel sudas laila. Because by stoking them by those foods which cook faster, you would get them ready for the night suda. Vitzarech sheyia hatanur tua petit. And therefore, if you want to leave these dishes on the oven before Shabbos starts, so you would have to smear the oven with tit so it is sealed so you won't come to stoke the coals, because otherwise if the coals are there, there is a concern of chitui because the food through stoking the coals will get ready for the night suda because these foods are cooked faster. In places where the minhag is not to smear the oven with tit and seal it, it's usher to place these foods in the oven close to Shabbos. If you don't add to that dish a piece of raw meat, unless there's enough time before Shabbos when you put the food in the oven, that at the very least, before Shabbos comes in, it will cook to the point of Macha ben Jusai, or if you in fact cover the coals with the Efer, like we learned earlier in Siman Reishon and Gimel. But this kind of Hatmana, that you're putting it in the oven and you're sealing the top, that is Shari Lukuyama. Says the Mishaburis of Kadam M. Zayin, V'afal Pikein Yesh Omrim Ditzarach Lizar Shalo Yatmin HaKadera B'tanur B'Selcha Gecholam Mikol Tzad. So even though we're saying it's mutter according to everyone, but there are those who say that you have to be careful not to do hatmana of the kedera inside the oven amongst the coals on all sides. The kari hatmana bedavar amosef hevel machmas agacholam gufa, because that would be considered hatmana and bedavar amosef hevel because of the coals themselves. Forget the oven; that's not a problem of hatmana. Forget the fact that it's sealed and it won't come to chitui, so it's no problem of shehiyah. But you have a problem if you're putting it in the coals on all sides, so you have a problem of hatmana in bedavar amosef hevel. The Shaar Tzion explains in Memhei in the third line, he says the after bazel leka lamecha shel chitui, even though when the oven is sealed, there is no concern that you're going to stoke the coals. Mikomokom shayach l'migzer shemayatnim b'remetz megula. But we still have a concern that you might, a different time, come to insulate your pot in coals that are revealed, not in a sealed oven. V'lo adif migefa shel zesim. It's no worse than the psolas of the zesim. Just like the psolas of the zesim, there's nothing to stoke over there, but it's usser as a dover that's most of hevel, because you might go and insulate your pot in coals. So here you're actually insulating your pot in coals, just without a way to stoke it because it's sealed shut. But we have the same zera that you might stoke it in coals without the oven sealed shut, and then you will come to do chitui. And therefore, there are those who say in this case, although the oven is sealed, lemaisa, it is usser to put the pot in the oven if it is covered by the coals, because that's a problem of atmana bedavra mosav hevel. The Mishabura says in the second line of Memzayim, v'yesh mekilin gambaze, some are lenient even in this case, because lemaisa dehatua petit velo asir lechat. Since the maisa, the oven here is sealed, you're not going to come to do chitui, and therefore it would not be as chomer as the psalas of the zesim, because that's more revealed and it's more similar to a case that you're going to insulate in coals. But over here where it's sealed shut, it's totally separate, and therefore there are those who are lenient and they're not making a gzeira that you can't insulate the pot in the coals inside the sealed oven, because you might come to insulate in coals without a sealed oven. The fact that the oven is sealed, that's not a reminder, and therefore we're not worried about confusion according to these Yesh Mekilin. V'chein mashma bo'or zarua, and that's the mashmos of the or zarua as well, that this would be okay. V'tov l'hachmir l'chatchila. But says the Chavetz Chaim, it's good to be machmir l'chatchila for, number one, to insulate inside coals in a sealed oven for the reason that we mentioned, because it's not so different than insulating in the psolas of zeisim, which we asked as well, although there's no chash of chitui there. The gambi tamacher, also for another reason. Pen yisharu hagecholim lo chashos ad lemachar. We're worried also there might be some glowing coals that are remaining until the next day, Shabbos morning. V'lo yuchal lo hasir hakedera misham, and you pasha can't remove the kedera from there, because that's going to be a problem of taking it off, and the coals are then going to light up more. It's a problem of havara. Uchid le'el bereishon gimels of al-bahago. V'al koponim b'mokom shulonogu latiach has at the very least, in a place where the minhag is not to seal the oven shut with tit, bevadai osir lahatmen akedera b'soch hagecholim, for sure then it is osir to insulate the pot inside the coals, afilu im hakedera kfar mevushel kol tzarka, even if the food in the pot is fully cooked. Sifkata memches, u'mitzvah lahatmen l'shabbos, the Ramah told us it's a mitzvah to do atmana for Shabbos, in the proper way. However, a person who it's not good for him, it's unhealthy for him, it damages him to have hot food, so then it is mutter for that person to be eating cold food on Shabbos. And note 47, but one who the hot food is not damaging to him, he just doesn't enjoy the hot food. For example, if it's the summer, but he's in a hot place, this in Kerala says the mashmos of the Mishabur over here is she'en lo levatel b'shal kach es minog achilas acham, and that's not grounds to levatel the minog of having the hot food on Shabbos. The fact that it's going to be damaging to you, that is grounds. But the mashmos says if it's just that you don't like it so much, one should still be having hot food on Shabbos. Sifkata Memtes goes on the last point of the Ramah, that one who doesn't believe in the Chazal and he asks the eating of hot food on Shabbos, we have to be concerned that he's not Bikorah. Says the Mishabur and Sifkata Memtes, who be Amenu nowadays, Bavonavsenu Harabim and our great Averos, Matsui Kilkul Gadol Ayidei Elu Sheporshin Atzmon Bishad Nefesh Vimitzis Achilos Chaman B'Shabbos. Nowadays in our great Averos, it's found this great kilkul through the people that separate themselves blatantly from the mitzvah of eating hot food on Shabbos. Shaboyim lebasof ayidei zeh lidei iser. So not only are they not doing what they're supposed to be doing of having hot food on Shabbos, but l'maisa, at the end of the day, it's going to lead them to do isurim. Why? Shemitzavin le'enam yehudim sheyochemu avuran chamin b'Shabbos. If they don't have any hot food for themselves, there's a concern they're going to go ahead and command goyim to heat up food for them on Shabbos. V'kama pa'amim yavoa yidei ze gamli dei iser daraisa shal shlosha avos molochos. Not only are we concerned for the iser the rabbanon of Amir la'akum, they might ask the goy to heat up food for them, but we're concerned that they themselves will come to three possible Isurei Daraisa of Avos Molochos because of this. What are those three Avos Molochos we're concerned about? The Hein Bishol, the Havara, the Kibui, cooking, lighting a fire, and extinguishing a fire. Shemamidin Esakli im Alei Hatei Ala Mulyar. They're going to place the Kli, which has the tea leaves, on the Mulyar Bisholenu Samavar, which is a mecham on a heat source. Bishol shagachol and boaros. We're worried they're going to put the tea leaves on the coals when they are burning. Hari bishol, that's straight up in Israel bishol, they're cooking the tea leaves. Ubechol pam kishenot el asakli me'olav u'machziru acharkach. And every time they take the pot off of the burning coals and return it, hu over al mavir u'machabe. He's over on lighting a fire and extinguishing a fire. Why? The bishol shakli omed olav, because at the time the kli is placed on the coals, miskabe ha'esh b'miksas, it extinguishes the fire a little bit as you're putting the pot on the coals. Ubahasiro, and in the removal of the pot, mizbar magacholim, that causes the coals to light up more, and therefore he's over on three isurei daraisa. The ha'usa came b'mezid, and one who does this b'mezid upasal le'edus u'shvua menatera. He's going to be puzzled to give edus and to make a shvua menatera. Umachris es nafsho me'eretz achayim, and he cuts off his nefesh from the land of the living. Ki haveira shechayovin aleha kareis u'skila. These haveiros of chil Shabbos are isurim that come along with them with kareis and skila. V'chol banefesh lo yoser minog Yisrael, and any banefesh will not remove himself from the minog of Klai Yisrael. Lahat min chamin al Shabbos, to prepare hot food for Shabbos. U'lekayim mitzas oneg Shabbos, kasher nogu avoseinu ma'olam, and they'll be mekayim the mitzvah of oneg Shabbos properly with hot food, like our forefathers were noheg always. V'shomer mitzvah lo yodei davara, someone who keeps the mitzvahs, he will not know of anything bad. V'zeh l'shon balam or perakira, this is the language of the balam or in perakira of Shabbos. Kol mi she'enu ochel cham, and anyone that doesn't eat hot food on Shabbos, etc. V'tzarech lahazmin, one has to prepare levasha lahatmin, to cook, to insulate, u'la'aneges ha'shabbos u'la'hash. He has to enjoy the Shabbos, have fatty foods on Shabbos, and that person who amam, and he's the one who trusts, who believes in Hashem, v'zocha l'keitz hayom in ayin shamot, so the great praise is put upon that person, and that is the very strong language of the Baal Me'or, for one who does not eat the chamin, and one who does eat the chamin on Shabbos. And that concludes Simen Reish Nun Zayin, and now we are going to learn Simen Reish Nun Ches. Again, we're on page 58. Simen Reish Nun Ches is, shemutr lohosim erev Shabbos dover kar al kedei rechama, that one is allowed to place on erev Shabbos something that is cold on top of a hot pot. Says the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, Mutter lahaniach mibod yom kli sheyesh bo davar kara galve kedei rechama. Like the introduction and the title of the siman says, one is allowed to place before Shabbos a kli that has something cold in it on top of a pot that is hot. She'ein zeh ketomein bedavar amos of hevel. This is not considered insulating in something that adds heat. Says the Mishabura Sikotan Aleph Dovar Kar, Vafilu hu Dovar Chai, even if this food item that's cold is also raw, the Isbashel Ato Ayidei Choma Kedeir Shatatea, and being placed on top of a pot that is hot, this cold, uncooked food item is going to end up cooking. Gam Kein Shari, it's still Mutter, Kevan Shemin Yachmi Bodyom, since Lamaisa he's placing the cold food on the hot pot from before Shabbos. Sivkotan deish she'ein zeh ketomein, this is not considered atmana. Rotzalomer afilu kisa oz hakli v'haketeiro b'begodim. We're talking about even if he covers with garments the hot pot on the bottom and the cold kli on top, he insulates the whole thing in begodim, it's not called atmana. U'bevada nitosev chom al adover kar al idei haketeiro. And through the insulation of the begodim, for sure you're adding heat to the cold item on top of the hot pot. Afilu hachi shari, still it's going to be mutter. Delo chashev hakedera kigefes v'domelo hamosif en hevel. this hot pot on the bottom is not considered like the psolas of the zesim or similar things that are most of hevel. The hosim who most of hevel machmas atzmo, because there the gefes that produces heat on its own. Aval hakedera ein lo hevel me atzmo. But this hot pot doesn't have really its own heat. It doesn't produce heat. V'adarabba, the opposite is true. Kol shoh chuma mismaid v'holich. As the time goes on, the heat is getting lower and lower. It's not on the flame anymore. It's just a hot pot. It's getting cooler as time goes on. Ulahachi shari. Therefore, it's permissible. It's not considered doing atmana b'davra mos of hevel, because as you leave it there, it gets cooler and cooler. It doesn't have its own heat. The psalas of the zesim generates its own heat, and that's considered atmana b'davra mos of hevel. But just putting something cold on top of a hot pot that's removed from the fire, there's really no heat source, and therefore it's getting cooler as it goes, and therefore it is mutter. But this is specifically talking about placing the cold item on the hot pot before Shabbos. But to place the cold item on Shabbos on the pot that's insulated by begodim and it's going to heat up, that's usur. Even if the heat in the pot is not so strong that it's at the point that it's the food on top, and it comes to the atzoletes bo, it's still usur. Because on Shabbos, they only allowed hatmana in a davar she'enu mosef hevel, if it's just going to dull the effects of the cold that's there. You're going to make it less cold. But in this case, when you're insulating in garments a cold food over a hot pot, that is actually creating heat in the food on top, and that's going to be usur. But if the pot is not insulated by begodim, it's not closed in by begodim, ein iser lahaniach olav hadavar kar elo kesheyucha lovu lidei yatzu ledesbo. So the problem over here that we're discussing of hatmana is a problem even if it's not going to reach yatzu ledes. But if there are no garments there and you're just placing the cold item on the hot pot on Shabbos, so if there's no insulation of the gadim, there is no iser unless the cold food is going to reach the point of yatzu ledes bo, because then there'll be a problem of bishul. Ukel lakama b'simin shin yud ches. Like we'll see later on in simin shin yud ches. Kasvu ha'achron v'achronim right. Sha'osr lika kli u'besocho mashket sonein. You're not allowed to take a kli, and inside it is cold liquid. Vilitchov also b'Shabbos the kli mali mayim chamin, and stick it in on Shabbos to another kli that's filled with hot water. She is chamin b'socho, so that the kli with the cold water is going to heat up inside the kli of the hot water. Afilu lo yuchalov lidei yatzu ledes bo. Even if the cold water in the inside kli is not going to reach the point of yatzu ledes bo, it is still aser. Shezo derech hatmana mamish. This is considered mamish hatmana. Kevon shakul. Since you're putting the kli with the cold water fully inside the kli of the hot water, that is considered regular hatmana. But if it's so hot that it can reach the point of yatzu ledesbo, ozafilu eina tmuna kula besocho, then even if it's not fully immersed in the bottom kli, shemagulu lamalot, it's revealed on top, vigam ein kavanoso rak lahafik atzina bavad, and even if your whole intention is only to dull the cold in the inner pot, afilu hachi aser, still it is aser, because pen yishkach at sheyia yatzu ledesbo, because there's a concern that you might leave the inside pot, inside the outer pot, until it reaches the point of yatzu ledesbo, v'yishchai mishum and you will be over the Isra Bishul. Ukla Kaman Besimit Shin Yud Ches if Yudal, like we'll see later in Shin Yud Ches if Yudal. So it's going to be Atmana if you put the inner Kli with the cold water fully immersed inside the Kli that's outside with the hot water. But even if you're not going to put it in, so there won't be considered any problem of Atmana, but it still might be a problem of Bishul, because even if you don't plan on leaving it till it can get to Yatzaledesbo, if it's Shayach, that if you left it there, it would get to Yatzaledesbo, we're worried you might leave it there, and that would be an Isser of Bishul. I'd like to end with one note, and that is note number 6. V'achazanish kosav she'em bazem mishum Isser atmona. The Chazanish argues and says that when you place the Kli with water that's cold inside the Kli of water that's hot, that is not considered hatmona. But if you look in the next paragraph in note number 6, he says laniach be'er Shabbos. If you leave on erev Shabbos, davar machal otot besakis nylon, some kind of food that's wrapped in a nylon bag, B'solcham marak or achamin, inside soup or chulent, Rishulma Zalman says, Shafilu ba'ofen sha'atifa atuma, even if the outside the bag is sealed, ve'ein ha'machal she'besolchom mekabel tame atafshil, and the food that's inside the sealed bag is not getting any taste from the outer dish, ein zen nechshav ka'atmana, says Rishulma Zalman Orbach, that's not called atmana, kevan she'gam atafshil she'bekidera, ve'gam ha'machal she'besolcha atifa, since both foods, the cholent, and the food inside the bag, tsrichim shetavar eish tatam, they both need a fire burning under them, amunashi is bashlu. V'nechshav adover kishnei minei ma'acholim, shemischamim kol ha'shabbos. Says Rishon Mazalman, you place the kishka, or you place the pastrami inside the cholent, that's not considered hatmona. In a davar amos of hevel, it's considered cooking two food items. You're cooking the cholent, and you're cooking the pastrami, or you're cooking the cholent. Or cooking the kishka, shafilu ba'ofen shemachal echad otov asamachal asheni. Even in a case where the first food is wrapped around the inner food, ein bazem mishum atmana. Shlomo Zalman says that is not called atmana. Meidach, on the other hand, the Mincha Yitzchak writes, shanochas davar machal otov besakis besoch atavshel neshavis katmana. Mincha Yitzchak argues in Shlomo Zalman and says that is atmana. El im kein kachi derech bishul machal, unless that's the normal way to cook it. Kegel machal akori kishka. The example he gives is kishka, so he argues with the Shlomo Zalman in that it is called hatmana, but he doesn't argue in the din, he still holds that it's mutter for a different reason. The Shlomo Zalman said it's not hatmana, you're just cooking the cholent and the kishka. The Milchas Yitzchak says, no, it is hatmana, but since that's the normal way of cooking it, that's not considered hatmana, and therefore, it's considered hatmana, that's mutter. Shekevan shetzuras bishulo hila hatmino betoch tafshil, the way that you normally cook this dish is by insulating inside another dish, ein zen nechshav katmana, that's not called hatmana. V'chein kasav b'shalan shuv v'shevet ha-levi, shedover zen nechshav katmana. Again, he also says like the Minchas Yitzchak, it is called hatmana. V'tas ha-gon rov al-yashiv, she'im ha-machal ha-otov einu mekabotam me'atavshul, if the inside food is not getting any taste on the outside food, nechshav ha-dover katmana, it is considered hatmana. V'rakim ha-machal ha-otov mekabotam me'atavshul, dafka of the kishka, where the food inside is getting taste from the cholent outside, so then hunechshav kemuura v'mshara tavshil be'enze mishum atmana. See, we have an interesting discussion having this kishka inside. According to Shlomo Zalman, it's 100% mutter. It's not even atmana. You're cooking two things together. According to the Minchas Yitzchak, it's atmana, but it's mutter since that's the way you cook it. According to Rav Yashiv, it's atmana unless the food on the inside is getting taste from the food on the outside. In which case, like you put a potato kugel in, it's a little bit open, and the cholent is going in, it's getting the taste of the cholent. So that would be mutter according to Rav Yashiv, because once it's open and it's getting taste, so then that would not be considered hatmono. V'das ha-gon Rav Nissen Karelitz, she'omel mitochin she'anochas macha otov besakis besol tavshil nesheves katmono. Although it's likely that it's considered hatmono this case, mikom mekom g'sha'atifas ha-machal no oda b'shvil shelo yispazer o yisporer ha-machal b'kedeiru. But if the reason why it's sealed all around is only so it shouldn't fall apart and spread out in the dish, you want to keep it together, so it appears that would all be considered one food, the eino didon katmana, and it wouldn't be considered like atmana. And he adds on, shalafiza, according to this, if it's double wrapped, yitochin shebuchom mikra, yichashev hadover katmana besoch hatavshil, then it would be considered atmana because it's double wrapped. It's not just so it won't fall apart. Otherwise, you would do one wrapping. The second wrapping would be considered atmana. V'nishar b'tzarech iyan. And he leaves off b'tzarech iyan. And the very end of the note, he writes, "Ulinin atifas machal b'niyar aluminum." When it comes to leaving food in there, like the potato kugel in aluminum foil, in nechshav kadaver katmana, that we discussed earlier in Siman Reish and Zayin Sif Yudal. That concludes Siman Reish and Ches. And Mirtz Hashem, the next year, we're going to begin a new Siman Reish and Tes.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.